Gracious God, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Continue to give us light, guidance, and direction as we seek to serve and follow you in our generation. Amen.
Amen.
As I said when I began, it's a joy to be with you, a pleasure for me to be with you in part of the service today. And as I said at the beginning, we are part of a diocese, which means that we together are greater than the sum of our parts. Alone, we are isolated, but together, we are greater than the sum of our parts. I know when I go to the remote areas of this diocese, whether that is on the west coast or in the north part of the island, that those folk who are there in those parishes appreciate very, very much your prayers and your support as you remember them on an ongoing basis. I know that you, as a parish, know about their prayers and you feel their support and their encouragement as you minister here in Oak Bay and beyond. Thank you for that ongoing ministry and work as you draw us together as a diocese through our prayers. This is a very, very special service today. All our services are special. They're all special. I really like the part that says, in this time and place, heaven and earth have become one. In this time and place when we gather, heaven and earth have become one and God is present. But God, I believe, is a bit more present today. And we should be attentive to that. Not because I'm here, just saying. But because of the folk who are here, who are prepared for this moment in their life and in their time. Who are prepared to come forward for confirmation. Who are prepared to come forward to renew their confirmation, to be received into this communion. Especially because of them. And because of the heart, the good heart that they bring. And the preparation that they've brought to the service today. And as they come forward today, I've said to them, as they've come forward today, I said, expect something to happen. Any time that we go before God in prayer, and we go before God, especially when we are committing ourselves, our lives to God in a renewed way or in a new way, God will respond. God will respond. It would be my hope that God responded the way he did in the day of Pentecost. And there were flames of fire upon their heads today. And there was a great wind blowing through this place. And the place would shake. It's never been my experience of confirmation. I wait for that to happen. That kind of supernatural, out of this world, ordinary experience that God will show that in this time and place, God is present. We wait. It is a time of anticipation and expectation for us. For all of us, a time of anticipation and expectation. God will respond when we go forward. So don't think that as we go through the service today, that those of you who are sitting down in this part of the service, that somehow the Holy Spirit only works from here up. But the Holy Spirit will work from here as well. So you're not some sort of passive observers to a rite that's going to happen today. You're not like an audience watching something happening to somebody else. Because for you as well, enter into this time with that same expectation, that same anticipation, that God in this time and in this place will touch you as well as we gather here. There's no passive observers today. Last year, I had the opportunity to lead a group of people on a pilgrimage. We began in Glasgow, of all places, but we went to Iona, and then from Iona, we traveled across the country. We went to Lindisfarne, we traveled down to Durham, and then we traveled down, and we went to a little place in Yorkshire. And the reason we went there was kind of all because of a television show called Heartbeat. If you ever watched Heartbeat. And the pilgrimage was called, if you know, a Heartbeat Pilgrimage to Aidensfield. Aidenfield is a mythical town, it's actually called Gotland. But we thought we'd go through Aidenfield, the place where Aidan would have travelled and told the good news of the gospel. And so we went back and we did that pilgrimage there. As we went on that pilgrimage, we used this prayer. Prayer is a prayer from Padre Kutuma from the Coromila community. And we used this as our guiding prayer in each step of the journey. It says, Jesus of Nazareth, you met unlikely people in unlikely places and joined yourself to them in friendship. May we be like you in this way, finding friends at crossroads and bus stops, in queues and crisis, in kindness and curiosity, because we, like you, need the company of others. Just say the prayer again. Jesus of Nazareth, you met unlikely people in unlikely places and joined yourself to them in friendship. May we be like you in this way, finding friends at crossroads and bus stops, in queues and crisis, in kindness and curiosity, because we, like you, need the company of others. And I can tell you some of the stories that I experienced as we traveled across that part of the UK, and the people I met, and their influence on me, and I hope I had some influence on them, just out of random conversations. An English priest traveling from Oban to Glasgow on the train, we just sat beside, there were three of us, we sat beside her, and we just started talking about the church, about faith. It was a wonderful, wonderful conversation, because we knew in that time and in that place, in our conversation, we were sharing some good news. Experiences from the west coast of Canada and the west coast of England. And we were connecting. Surprising meeting that changed and in some way transformed both of us. A taxi driver driving us from Lindisfarne down to Durham, a Scottish guy who was originally from Govan. Great conversation in the taxi about him. Friendship. And again, in that sense, in that time, in that place, we knew there was a community being formed there. Although it was only for the time of the travel in the taxi, but we knew that we met somebody who could deepen our faith and deepen our relationship to humanity, but also deepen our relationship to God. The one that was stunning, absolutely stunning, was, I admit it, it was in the bar in the bed and breakfast that we were staying in. And we went down for a drink, and a conversation happened. A woman walked in, a woman and a man walked in, they had a dog, a person sitting next to me engaged the person in conversation about the dog. The woman sat down, the man went off to be with some friends. Conversation continued on, and we found that we had somebody that we knew that was in common. Jess Carr, the priest at St. Dunstan's in Gordon Head. It was his best friend. In Durham, who would have known that we sat down in that place and that couple walked in and we ensued in a conversation, resulting in Jez Carr's appointment to St. Dunstan's in Gordon Head, just through that conversation of meeting that person. Unusual people, unlikely people, and unlikely and unusual situations. So don't wait for that fire. Don't wait for that thunder. Don't wait for the wind blowing through. Use those ordinary times of conversation. Use those ordinary times of meeting people in bus stops, in crisis, in friendship. And in meeting those people, be attentive to who they are and what they bring to you and to your relationship with God. Because I am sure that in those ordinary moments, those common times, and maybe even mundane times, that you will experience God speaking to you and calling you to new relationships in new places and in new times. It's interesting to me that the gospel this morning is a gospel about someone who's very, very religious. And did you notice in the words it says, and is standing alone. Standing alone. This person who's very, very religious, knows how religious they are, but is standing alone. And the other person, the tax collector, what does it say about him? It says, standing afar, standing far off, is someone who is very, very religious as well. Very religious as well. I think for us, as we enter into these communities and conversations, we need to ask some questions. Why is this person standing by themselves? Is it because of an arrogance? Is it because of pride? This Pharisee is saying how wonderful they are in their relationship to God. Or is there a need there? A need for community, a need for friendship, a need for challenge, a need for strong conversation. But what is that need? And what do we bring as disciples of Jesus Christ into those situations, into those conversations? How can we enable, support this person, even in their arrogance, to become part of community? In the conflict that might be there, how can we be people of peace and peacemakers and move that person from that place of being alone, certainly into a place of community with others? And our friend, the tax collector, who has done some things wrong in his life and realizes that he's wrong in his life, but does not have the courage to move those steps, but stands afar off. What's our role in conversation with that person? As peacemakers, what's our role as we meet that person and bring that person slowly and carefully and lovingly into a more fuller communion? The one who stands alone, we have a call to meet, to greet, and to speak to. And the one who's standing afar off, we have that same call to be pastors and carers and bring them together. And in doing so, build community with one another. Build community and allow those people to meet, not to be alone, not to be afar off. Because in that meeting, then there will be transformation for them and transformation for us as we journey together as community. It is in the community that we will find and we will experience God. I said to those who are being confirmed today and those who are being received, they will know. God will respond. I believe that from my heart, that God will respond. It could be at another time in another place. But take that experience back and tell somebody in community. Because it is not only for you that God will speak today, but it will be for all of us as a community of faith. May God allow you to meet and to greet God at bus stops and in queues, in crises, in universities, in colleges, in schools. And may those ordinary times for you be extraordinary times. And may those common times for you be uncommon experiences. And may even those mundane tasks that you do, may you realize, even then, in those times and places, heaven and earth becomes one. Amen.